Personal belief is one of three exemptions, along with medical and religious reasons, that allow parents to send unvaccinated children to school or daycare. Yavapai County had the highest rate of personal belief exemptions for at least one vaccine, followed by Coconino. Jessica Rigler is a spokesperson for the Department of Health Services.
So anytime we see increases in exemption rates, it means that fewer children are being vaccinated, and that puts all of our communities at risk for an influx of disease.
The department annually collects data from public, private, and charter schools at the kindergarten and sixth grade levels to see trends in immunizations. Parents do not specify their reasons for opting out of certain vaccines, but Rigler believes many are unfamiliar with diseases like measles and whooping cough because they're no longer common. Also, anecdotal evidence suggests some parents are so-called convenience exemptors.
So those are the parents that are signing an exemption form because they don't have their children's shot record or they haven't had a chance to go get the vaccine yet. It's not a true personal belief exemption.
Statewide this year, 5% of kids in kindergarten and sixth grade had personal belief exemptions. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveney in Flagstaff.